back in session. Up next is BOE 373, the Price Chopper.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Yes, sir, ma'am. Do we know who the person is that we're calling? Chatham.
Jerry Chatham.
Good morning, Chatham and Associates.
Yes, this is David Akers with Taney County Board of Equalization. We had an appeal of a Price Chopper on the menu for property tax purposes. I'm not sure. Is it Gary that we need to talk to?
Hold on just a second. I'm trying to find him for you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you. We're calling a little bit late, so.
Okay, hold on just a second. Yes,
this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling in. We had a, I believe they were on the docket today for 11:15, but we're just running behind. It's the price.
I think there was some confusion. It was originally at 4:30, and then it got rescheduled. However, Mr. Gabe Noller, he had another appointment. He was going to be handling this. He'll be back in about a half hour, 45 minutes. Is there any way we can have it, the hearing, about 12:30 or so?
Well, I tell you what, this is the last one on the morning docket. We're going to take a break for lunch, and then we've got a person or a company, electric company, that has over 100 properties on our docket. And so we're not sure how long that's going to last, but my guess is that if it may be closer to that original time that it was on, is he going to be available this afternoon, or does he have other conflicts?
He will, because there was not a paper trail, and I told him, I said, it looks like it was scheduled for 4:30. It must have been entered wrong into our system.
Well, that's okay.
I just spoke to him. So he is fine with 4:30 if that will work for you.
Well, if we can, I mean, we may, depending on what happens with these other ones, we may get done early, so I might call earlier if that's okay. Just
That would work. Anytime you come this afternoon, I think he's got some 1 o'clock hearings, and then after that, he's fine.
Okay. We'll give him a call sometime this afternoon, all right? We'll try to
come. Thank you for understanding. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We had originally talked about calling the Liberty people, but since they're going to be here at 1, I'm not sure that really serves a purpose right now. We'll probably get our answers about that time unless you guys want to. We do have one on. I know K-Life is on the docket later this afternoon. We also have Creed and Trust, and what is that?
His house.
His residence?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the issue? Is it a value only?
I think it is. Hang on. He didn't talk to me about his house. It's valuation, and it says other basis for appeal. Being singled out. They came out last week and reassessed after I got a notice already. He's been in the house for 4 weeks. I don't know why somebody went a second time.
Okay. So he's questioning valuation of the property, which is a 2286. Okay. We'll just have to... Okay. And then the Gainstrom Tahoe Inc. What is that one? It's BOE 294.
It's a hotel.
Is it a hotel?
Yeah, it is a hotel. I think it's a gazebo inn.
Have you had any conversations with them at all?
No, that's what I was trying to tell you before. We did their financials, I believe, in 21, but they didn't even contact us about this. They just came for a...
Okay. Susan, if we take a break here for lunch, do you think that maybe just given that what we might be dealing with Liberty this afternoon, would there be any way you could call them and just get an idea of what this is?
Oh, for Ganashim Travel?
Correct, especially since you did the financials before, just to find out what the deal is.
Yeah, it is the gazebo inn. Yeah.
Okay. With K-Life, I have looked at what's been provided, and I don't see the documentation necessary for what happens to the property upon dissolution. And so I'm contemplating it might be one that we call them and tell them what we're needing. I'm sure they have it somewhere, but I would like to it might be something we call them. But this has to do with the old bank building that they are now using.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of people operate their business is 501c3, but it doesn't mean that the real estate is necessarily exempt if it doesn't go to a charitable purpose upon dissolution. I mean, if it's still in the name of, still goes to individuals or anything like that, then that doesn't exempt it. So I don't know. And I'm sure he's got smart lawyers. They know that, or the Whites do. But I just we need the documentation. So I just wanted to call and see if I could find them.
Sure. They are probably planning on bringing that, but we can call.
Well, they already provided stuff beforehand, and it doesn't have it. And so that's why I was a little, you know, it has bylaws, but it doesn't have the rest. So I'm going to, if I could get a phone number, I might call them a little before we get back at 1 and just see if I can.
Is this what you're looking for? Because this is on the file.
K-Life? Who?
Yeah, it's the IRS.
No, they're operating. There's no question they're a 501c3. That's not a question in my mind. It's the question of the property and where it goes upon dissolution of the company.
Okay. I thought maybe I was missing something.
In other words, somebody doesn't get the benefit of putting it in and then pulling it back out at the end. That's the only problem.
I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss any evidence for
you. No, I don't see any. I've got the bylaws, but it just doesn't address it. What's the number and the person that we need to call?
The only thing I have is 417. Oops, sorry. We're still recording.
Yeah, I'll just get that when we recess. Is it okay with you guys? Go ahead and recess.
Yes.
Okay, we'll recess for lunch.